Small Biz America. The Brain. And joining us on this segment of the Small Biz Brain is Danute Debney Shaw. With over 25 years in management organization law, Danute focuses her work today in the area of creative and strategic planning, and she has developed a comprehensive approach for making personal decisions stronger. We like that. And more confident and more powerful as well in business and as well in your personal life. Danute, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much.
Great to be with you. So your company is Cilafontas LLC, and the website, www.cilafontas.com. What is Cilafontas LLC?
Well, it's a decision strategy innovation company. It is basically about developing insight strategies. And we do this through consultations, seminars, workshops. It's about facilitating a conscious navigating of the world of innovation so that your decision-making does become more powerful and the company does become more successful, which is something that's very critical to small businesses at this time. So by getting to the underlying situational challenges and opportunities, it's a little bit like working with a solutions strategy whisperer.
A strategy whisperer. Well, we all know decisions are happening constantly. We have micro, macro, and some in the middle, all different sizes and weights of decision-making. Are there, in our short time together today, are there things about your model, about your approach to helping people make better decisions or more effective decisions for themselves? What would you like us to know about the unique approach you take?
Well, when you go through a self-examination about your questions within the company, as we all must do, and as you have wisely put it, there are so many changes. It's like the sifting sands under our feet all the time in the area of small business. We look at the who, the what, the when, the where, the why. What Cilafontas likes to focus on largely is the how. It's about getting to not only the basics, but the underlying concerns. This is something that I have worked on and developed, going way back to the 5 years I spent working with the federal bankruptcy court and seeing how companies succeeded and how some companies failed and why some of the successes were occurring and why some of the failures were occurring. And it provided some very, very strong arrows pointing into the direction of how companies were addressing their challenges and their opportunities.
So when I hear you say this, it sounds like root cause or really, really digging deeper into the how, and I guess the why may be a part of this as well. Do I have that right?
That's correct. The how and the why is critical. I'll give you just a quick example here. I work for a larger organization.
There's a little delay with us. Go ahead, please.
Okay, yes. Yes, I'm going to give you an example with a larger company. This is a company that I worked with some years ago, and while they were a larger group and not a small business, they ran their division with different departments that essentially functioned like small businesses. They competed with one another. They challenged one another. They considered each other clients and vendors. And this company was in need of a reorganization. They brought in a very large management organization that had a very long history of success. And they came in and endeavored to do what they do best. They had a model. They had techniques. They had skills. They cut staff. They reorganized the way the staff would go about their work. They had a whole model and program that they felt would work specific to this company. And yet it failed. And why did it fail? The whole division had to shut down, actually, in the end. It failed because they somehow never managed to get to the how. And I was in a wonderful position to be able to observe this. When I say get to the how, they never really got to how to really implement the changes that they were hoping to achieve. And some of them may have even been slightly misaddressed because of this lack of identification of how these various departments within the division got into their problematic position to begin with. If you don't get to what is underlying your challenge or your opportunity in whatever business you are involved in, whether that's consulting or some other form of service or product, if you don't get to your hows, how you can move forward, how to identify the challenges that your clients are presenting, how to see the opportunities that you might be able to develop further. If you don't get into that how underlying, that's where the pitfalls occur, the biggest pitfalls.
And in the work you do today involves going into companies, organizations, or I don't know, small. I'll ask the open question. How do you manifest this model out into the universe in terms of your clientele?
In a variety of ways. I work with private consultations, which could mean my going in and speaking to a group. It could be an HR issue. It could be a small group within a small company, but it's an HR issue, and I might be able to come in and work with people in a very targeted and focused fashion, depending on the issues and challenges that they are facing. I can also do individual consultations with people. We do seminars. We do workshops. A variety of ways, and the model is always adjusted based on an identification of what is going on in the particular circumstance. So this could be leadership issues, as I say, it could be implementation issues, it could be vision issues, the adaptability issue. Very often you have a wonderful work model and you have an approach that you believe is very solid, and this is very, very necessary, but there also has to be the adaptability, the willingness to shift and adjust, whether that has to do with how personnel is handling different matters within your small business, or whether this has to do with how you are handling, how you are envisioning dealing with your clients, with your challenges, with your opportunities. Very often people get into a very static kind of box approach. There's that A to B to C. And very often different management groups, when they provide information on how to approach this, they have a sort of a superimposed overlay that they like to provide because it's a formula that's worked in so many instances, and it may work in yours, but that does not mean you do not have to allow yourself the fluidity to work with the circumstances that you are undertaking.
Fluidity, adaptability, customized approach that you offer. We're visiting with Danute Debney Shaw. She's the owner and managing director of her company, Celafontas. It's celafontas.com. I'll spell it for you. CelaFontus.com. The website's under construction, so try 202-550-5529 to contact Danute and find out more about the work she's doing and how she can help your company with decision-making processes and more. Danute, a delight to have you. Sorry it's so short together, but we'll do it again for sure. And we wish you all the best. Once again, that's celafontas.com. Thank you,
Danute.
Thank
you so much. Great to be here. Thank you.
All right. Enjoy. And that's our show for this week. Thanks for joining us on Small Biz America here on the Biz Talk Radio Network. Have a great week in your business. Remember to visit me at podcastandradio.com. We'll see you next time.